بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله with the first of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we recited from the 10th para of the Quran. So that's why we have finished 10 juz of the Quran. We recited from Suratul Anfal, and thereafter we began Suratul Tawbah. Suratul Tawbah, as we are aware, is the only surah in the Quran which does not begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There's different opinions regarding why Suratul Tawbah does not begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The preferred view is that it was part of the previous surah, and some have brought it as a separate surah, thereby they have not put Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim at the beginning of the surah. In the surah, various laws were discussed regarding zakat, regarding the spoils of war, and we wish to draw your attention to one ayat that we recited in the Taraweeh tonight, wherein Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوهُ فَقَدَ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثَانِيَ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Herein the incident is discussed when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was making hijrah to Madina Munawwara. As we know, Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wasallam was forcefully removed from Makkatul Mukarramah, and the persecution, the harm, the torture, the torment from the side of the kuffar became too much for them to bear. So the Sahaba began slowly and secretly making hijrah to Madina Munawwara in small groups, small groups. Secretly they were moving, until very few Sahaba remained, and amongst them were Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the kuffar devised a plan that, na'uzu billah, they will kill the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they surrounded the Mubarak house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah Ta'ala had inspired upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding that evil plan. And Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out from his home. Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu remained in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out, he recited the ayat, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And reciting this ayat, Allah Ta'ala made it such they were unable to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming out. Nevertheless, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his companion. Quran refers to the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who the companion was none other than the closest friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest person of this ummah after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this difficult journey. Such love he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that after they left the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they went and sought refuge in the cave of Thor. And Hazrat Abu Bakr, before going to the cave, he first went inside, he cleaned it up, and if there were any holes there, he covered all those holes, and thereafter he went inside first, and thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested his Mubarak head on the lap of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. There was one hole remaining in that cave. So Hazrat Abu Bakr with his heel covered that hole. The incident mentioned that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell asleep on the lap of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and whilst he was sleeping, the enemy came. They came right to the mouth of the cave. But there are different narrations. Allah Ta'ala protected them. One narration mentioned that Allah Ta'ala caused a spider to spin its web over the mouth of the cave, and they were unable to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside, and they thought to themselves that a spider takes a long while to spin its web, so it's impossible for anyone to go inside. Another narration mentions that they were divinely assisted, and Allah Ta'ala turned their gaze away. So whilst they were in the cave, a snake came and bit the heel of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and his eyes began flowing. He began crying, tearing with the pain. But his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he did not awaken the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But a few droplets of water of tears fell onto the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoken and inquired from Hazrat Abu Bakr that, what is the matter? Hazrat Abu Bakr mentions that I've been bitten. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his Mubarak saliva and applies it on the heel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and instantly he was cured from this bite. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr remained in this cave for 3 days, and during that time the slave of Hazrat Abu Bakr used to bring provisions for them, and the son of Hazrat Abu Bakr used to come and give them information. And after staying in that cave, they set out, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for this journey, chose Hazrat Abu Bakr anhu as his companion. And the journey of 10 days thereafter, they did not take the normal route that a person takes between Makkah and Medina. They took a different route, and after 10 days, they arrived in Quba, close to Medina Munawwara. So friends and elders, there is one important lesson to be derived from this ayat. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When Allah Ta'ala mentions that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his beloved companion, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in one hadith Nabi Akram said, mentioned that أَنْتَ صَاحِبِي فِي الْغَارِ وَصَاحِبِي فِي الْحُوزِ. That, oh Abu Bakr, Nabi Akram addresses Abu Bakr and tells him, that, oh Abu Bakr, you are my companion in the cave, and you will also be my companion by the Hawz al-Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. We know that if a person drinks from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the well of Kawthar, then he will not be thirsty again, and he is guaranteed safety from the fire of Jahannam, and he is guaranteed Jannat. Only those blessed will be given that opportunity to drink from that Hawz. So yeah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him glad tidings that you are my companion in the cave and my companion at the Hawz al-Kawthar. Many years later, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, someone asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, that, O Umar, who is greater in rank, you or Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, we know the maqam and the status, what a great sahabi, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Umar began crying, and he said that one day and one night of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one day and one night of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is far better than the entire life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. That one day and one night, that one night that he was referring to, is the night that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu spent with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave. And the day that he is referring to is after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was one group that refused to pay zakat, and Mashura was made amongst the Sahaba. Hazrat Umar felt they should be left alone. Hazrat Abu Bakr felt that no war should be made against them. And on that occasion, Hazrat Umar addresses Hazrat Abu Bakr and tells him, or Hazrat Abu Bakr addresses Hazrat Umar and tells him, that Ajabbarun fil Jahiliya Khawarun fil Islam. That were you a strong and a powerful person during the days of Jahalat, during the days of ignorance, and now you have become a soft and timid person. أَيَنْقُسُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيٍّ. That can the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala die and become harmed whilst I am alive? لَوْ مَنَعُونِي أَقَالًا لَقَاتَلْتُهُمْ. Even if they deprive and they do not, if they would hold one string also, we will definitely wage war against them. What the message was, is that a group now had shunned a great command of Islam, one of the five pillars of Islam, that is zakat. And any person that denies zakat, may Allah protect us, may Allah save us, one is a person does not pay zakat, then he is sinful, it is a major sin. But if a person denies the validity of zakat, and any of the five pillars of Islam, that is salah, zakat, fasting and hajj, if a person does not perform salah out of laziness and out of weakness, then it will be a major sin, but he will remain a Muslim. But if he does not perform salah, denying it to be farz, denying it to be compulsory, then may Allah protect us, he leaves the fold of Islam. So here, they left the fold of Islam, and they became, by denying a pillar of Islam. So Hazrat Abu Bakr then waged war against them, and Allah had granted them victory. So many, many years later, Hazrat Umar then realized the importance of Hazrat Abu Bakr then anhu standing up for the command of Islam and for the command of Deen. So even in this condition also, he did not let any order of Islam go and let it go like that. So Hazrat Umar mentions that one day was that day when he waged war, and that one night was that companionship and that closeness and that bond that he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave. And thereafter, he also mentioned that even on the journey from Makkah to Al-Mukarramah to the Madina Munawwara, he was always looking to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes he'd walk behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes on the right hand side, sometimes on the left, sometimes in front, that wherever he feared, in whichever direction he feared an attack might come to the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wished that he will first protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the close companionship that Hazrat Abu Bakr enjoyed with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Time doesn't permit us to go further into detail, but friends and elders, we are well aware of the challenges that we are facing nowadays, that wherein these two beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahibain, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if one looks at the hadith and studies the book of hadith, then there are so many hadith we cannot count, wherein a sahabi will mention that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with him was Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar. Nabi Akram entered, and with him was Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar. Nabi Akram departed, and Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar departed. Many, many ahadith wherein the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, and thereafter the name of Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar with him. So these were the two close companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, we live in an era where they now, these two beloveds, had become a target of attack. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, may Allah Ta'ala save us, may Allah grant hidayah to those who find fault in these two beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A clear sign of their acceptance, my respected brothers. There are many, many incidents that are recorded, but let us just look at this one clear sign of their acceptance and their closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that even after their demise, even after their demise, Allah Ta'ala accepted them such that they became the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in their place that they were buried. Even in the place that they were buried close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This alone is an indication to us of their closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the realization, the true realization, and of the maqam and the status of these two great sahaba, and may Allah instill their love in each and every ummati of this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.